B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12:21. Cuz ready with Chunis. And during this entire pandemic and the lock-in, the whole thing with those sports, we have provided a glimpse of the past. We miss our games, so every day at 12:20, we go back to our playback. This week, we've had a theme going on. The first 2 days, we didn't do it. Yesterday, we got back to it. The theme was the what-if player, the guy that you went, oh, my God, what if. There's so many guys. We focused on Don Brown. Today's Markelle Fultz. Tomorrow, Kevin Cobb. There are so many like kind of what-if guys.
Fultz is the biggest one, though, right? Because it's, you know, also you have a starting two-guard that fits perfectly with Ben Simmons. Right? Like, Don Brown, the rest of that roster still stunk.
Yeah. But, you know, if Don Brown's a star.
Yeah, you start building around him.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But Fultz was like, he was supposed to be the final piece.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. He was supposed to be the final piece But listen, you know, the Cobb piece is a big deal, man. It's a quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. Who you drafted.
Now, you lucked out because you got Michael Vick. And then you lucked out again when you got Foles, right?
Yep.
So you really, you know, it didn't hurt you that Cobb was a bust. But, man, those were a couple big ones. There were other ones, Flyers, you know, I mean, you know, think about Brizgalov was a big one, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You want to talk about a what-if guy like you expected Brizgalov to be like the real deal, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, and then you traded away the other guy.
Right.
The star.
You know, you missed out on Bob, man.
Right.
Man, doesn't matter. Get the kid now. That's all that matters. Let him come back and be strong for the playoffs. All right, time now for the, the playback. We're going to have some fun with the playback today. Let's go back to April 11th, 2018. Wells Fargo Center, Sixers Bucks. That's right. Markelle Fultz, big night. Our own Tom McGinnis on the call. Before we get to the Markelle Fultz show, let's start with the man who got the Sixers going that day. Oh, I miss him. I miss him. The great Croatian. Dario.
Such the friendship is it's a better one.
Dario. Take a listen.
Ben drives on Antetokounmpo, spins back middle, out top Šarić. Three ball is good. Dario Šarić puts it in. And the Sixers out to the 6-point lead, 8-2. Dario drives it on Middleton, gets around him into the lane, puts it up. It's blocked by Antetokounmpo and in. And a foul on Giannis Antetokounmpo. A left to right reverse by Dario. Boy, he got around Chris Middleton with ease. Dario on the move against Antetokounmpo. Around him, spins, fakes, comes back, twists it, off the glass and in. Dario Šarić can't be stopped. He's got 10. Sixers lead by 14. He twisted and turned on Antetokounmpo.
Wow, that's good. I like you've got the music out there, man, the Dario song. 2 minutes later, Sixers with a big lead. Fultz, first dive of the game. You remember James Anderson? Well, he had a big night that night as well. Take a listen.
Giannis in the lane. Blocked by Anderson. The Sixers turn away. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here comes Markelle. Fultz to Justin Anderson. Three ball up. It's good. Anderson puts it in. The Sixers have made 5 threes, and they lead 23-10.
Justin Anderson. I said James Anderson. Justin Anderson. Virginia, you remember? Chunos?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was James Anderson.
Justin Anderson.
My bad.
Seconds later, Markelle Fultz able to give the Sixers a 15-point first quarter lead.
Kick out TJ. McConnell back to Fultz. Fultz in the lane. Left-hand shot. Markelle Fultz up and good. They can't slow him down. And the rookie out of Washington scores it. The Sixers are up by 15.
Wow. Sixers up big early. Now with a 19-point lead. All right, all over the Bucks. There's Fultz back to Anderson again. Make it 21.
It's the Sixers now in the throws of a 9-0 run. Here's TJ tipping the ball. Fultz picks it up. Ahead to Anderson. He's going to rock the rim. He lays it up and in. And the Sixers with a steal and a run out. 31-10. Who would have thunk it here?
How about TJ? I miss TJ. I told you, I talked to him not long ago.
How was that, connecting with him?
It was great. What a great dude, TJ.
He's a guy that, you know, when he returns, I go, all right, man. Well, you know,
yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, another guy you'll hear later I don't really care about.
There's a great story about TJ working out at a fan's house during the pandemic.
Is there really?
Yeah, man. That's awesome. What a great story that is. Still first quarter. Bucks can't score. And here's Fultz. He can.
Ball goes high into the air. Markel tips it. And Markel comes up with the ball. Fultz on a dribble drive. Fultz zigzags in traffic. Hangs. Puts it up and in. He soars over everybody. Markel Fultz. What an athlete. Are you kidding me?
What an athlete. Oh, my. All right. Late in the first quarter, it's Fultz with another dime here. To TJ, we just talked about him.
2:05 to go. Irsan Ilyasova to Fultz. Fultz against Sterling Brown. Here's Fultz making a move. He passes out to TJ. McConnell in the corner for three, and it's good. Baseline triple. TJ McConnell knocks it out.
I need to grow a bomber.
I need to grow a bomber. TJ, second quarter now. Sixers start off with another three. Fultz to Irsan.
Sixers going right to left in their parchment-colored city uniforms. Ilyasova for three, and it's good! Irsan Ilyasova with the ninth made three for the Sixers, and the lead now has ballooned to 31.
I need to grow a bomber.
All right, do me a favor. Combine the next two, Andrew. All right? Because I want you to hear the next couple of highlights, all the great names that come back from that 2018 squad. Just take a listen to the next two.
Fultz has the ball. Fultz in the lane. Over to Marco. Baseline three ball. He lets it fly. It's good again. Marco Bellinelli. It's raining triples in Philadelphia. It's 54-23. 10 threes for the Sixers. It's Warriors East in Philly. Timeout Milwaukee. Fultz drives on Sterling Brown, hangs in the lane, spins, shoots, no good. Rebound, Marshawn, he dribbles and jams it. That's what he does. And Markel steals the inbound, and he lays it in. A rout. It's a rout. The Sixers with four straight points. They're winning 58-23. Get excited.
It's a rout. It's a rout. That was awesome. How about it? That was a fun team, Andrew.
And that was, remember, that was when Embiid was out.
Yeah.
And that's when they went on that big winning streak.
Yeah, you know, again, and they played a bunch of teams that were
right
donkeys and all, but you know,
they played the way that Brett wants to with Irsan and Bellinelli.
Euro. Here was. Let's go late second quarter. Dario, another dunk. Take a listen to the score at this point in the game.
Saric on the wing against Middleton. Dribbles, gets around him, and jams it. He punches it down. Dario Saric cannot be denied. He's got 12. He got by one man and then throws it down. It's 60-27.
60-27? Are you kidding me, Andrew? 60-27?
Are you kidding me?
My Lord. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All you Covington fans, you Rokoites, I don't understand you, but let's give you a highlight. All right? How about this? And believe me, he went to the basket. Oh, my. Roko going to the hoop.
Covington tips it. Simmons steals it. Here's a run out. Bednikov coming to the lane. He throws it down. A towering right hand slam. Robert Covington cascades down with a slam.
You gotta be kidding me.
Was that not the perfect highlight, by the way? Covington tips it. Right?
Yeah, that's
Covington
it.
Tips it. Simmons steals it.
The only thing crazy is that he actually finished.
Right.
At the rim. He dunked it. Amazing. All right, third quarter now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Amazing. Anderson had 25 in a game. Sixers hit 13. This was the Sixers' 13-3 of the game. Take a listen.
Simmons on Brandon Jennings. Here comes the double, and Simmons gets away from the trap, finds an open McConnell. He drives it, goes baseline, out top Justin Anderson. Three ball in the air, and it's good. Anderson with a 13-3 by the Sixers. It's 94-58.
94-58.
Yeah, it's a route.
What a route city. Amazing. Here he is again. Here's Justin Anderson.
Fultz with it off a screen by Holmes. Double covered in the corner. Markell around one man. Puts it up. Rimming out. No. Rebound slam. Justin Anderson gathers it in and dunks the ball. Anderson with 20 points in the game.
You forgot him, hey, Justin Anderson.
You know what? There was a James Anderson prime process, right? So I saw in the box score Jay Anderson. I was like, oh, yeah, James Anderson. Right. He was a prime process Sixers player. But, yeah, Justin Anderson.
But you remember, like, he was – people liked him. He was tough.
Yes, he got in a fight with
–
It was his past year when he was playing with the Hawks. Who was it?
Yeah.
Was it Drummond who like hit him in the face with the basketball?
He's a tough kid, man.
Yes.
He's Virginia. We're a good defense player.
He was a Club Tyrone guy, Justin Anderson.
Yes. Was he really?
Yes, I think he was. That's awesome. May have been one of the first members of Club Tyrone.
Club Tyrone, really?
Yes.
Justin Anderson. That's great. Let's jump to the fourth quarter. Fultz. Yeah. Here's a real athletic bucket. That you went, wow, man, you know, maybe this kid can play, man. Maybe all that stuff that we thought out of college that I liked, all those little attributes, maybe he was going to put that together. Take a listen.
Jennings trying to shake off of the defender, throws it into the lane, tipped by Anderson, picked up by Fultz, 4:20 to go. Markell hangs, right hand layup up and good. Nobody is stopping Fultz. Joe Prunty wants to stop the game. 4:19 to go. Fultz soars and scores. Timeout Bucks.
I love Tom.
I miss him.
Fultz scores and soars.
It's crazy because obviously I want to watch the games, right? But those few moments where I'm in the car, because I normally watch every second of the Sixers game, I'm like, we're lucky to have a great play-by-play guy on the radio.
Yeah, he's
Tom.
He's fun. He's so much fun. It's fun when you watch him go at it.
Oh, right? Yes.
So, you know, a couple of these trips I was on, I would sit next to him, right? And so I'd watch him. And I'd talk to him during a break or whatever, during a timeout.
Right.
And you're watching me, and, you know, and he's animated. Oh!
Yeah, he loves the Sixers.
Oh, no.
It's great.
Listen, you know, we all do, but he's funny. He's got that... He's got that great way about him, man. He's like, it's pretty cool. All right, let's go to the fourth quarter. You saw what Fultz could do. Big lead. Now, he's got over 10 points. He needs to get to 10 assists. Here's the montage of his fourth quarter dimes.
Markell with a pass, and what a feed to Holmes, streaking in left to right, and Rashawn Holmes scoops it off the deck He's 6 of 8. And now Fultz with 7 assists. Back out to Markel. Into the corner, Fultz. Back out to Anderson. 3-ball right perimeter. Good again. He might be ringing the bell tonight. Justin Anderson with another 3. 25 points. 3 minutes to go. 124-88. Into the lane, Rashawn. Right-hand layup. Good. Fultz to Holmes. A potent combo. Fultz on the runout. Fultz getting big-time action here. McConnell to the lane. Oh, an underhand scoop around Jennings. Markel with another assist. Markel to Holmes. Holmes with another layup. Dips around two defenders. And Markel with a double-double. It's a 40-point game.
Damn. Double-double. Double-double-double. Could he get the triple-double? Markel Fultz, as Shefty said. Looking for the triple-double. Here's Tom McGinnis.
It's a 40-point game. Again, Jennings with a scoop. That's no good. Baker tried to dunk it. Fultz got the rebound. And that's a triple-double. And the Sixers are going crazy, hugging Markel Fultz. And the crowd responding as well. How about that? That's basketball icing on the cake. Markel Fultz with a triple-double. 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. It is an astute basketball crowd. Now, it's on the Jumbotron, the statistics, but the crowd was well aware, and they were the first one to recognize. 1 minute to go. Markel on a drive. Snell knocks him off the ball. Out to Anderson, 3-ball. No good. The crowd is chanting Fultz in unison. Remember, Markel had that innocent moment a couple of weeks ago when they were clapping and yelling Fultz. He thought, what? Why are they yelling Nick Fultz? They were yelling Fultz.
How's everyone doing?
How's everyone doing? You know what? We need some Nick Fultz, man.
Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
We need Fultz, man. Fultz make everything better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the ghost of Nick Fultz.
Yeah,
the ghost. Make us better.
Listen. Say what you want. Nick Fultz can make everybody better. I believe that. I'm not being sarcastic. How about that? That team. Dude, that team was fun, man.
Yeah, that was such a great ride team. Toward the end.
They should have beat Boston that year. I still don't know how they didn't beat Boston. Be honest with you. They were, you know, let's go back there for a second, shall we? I got to get back to that series.
They just would lose it in the fourth. Like remember Al Horford would hit some big shots.
Yeah, they were in those games, right?
Tatum was hurt. That was Terry Rozier. Right? Yeah. I think that was Rozier.
Was that Rozier?
Or was that the...
Nah. I don't think so. I want to go back to that. I want to look at the box score from that series, right? That series. I want to try to go through it. Because I'm curious to what that was like.
Yeah, Rozier, he was the second leading scorer in that series. Tatum was their leading scorer. Rozier... And then Horford.
You got to be kidding me.
And that was when Baines hit, like, randomly started hitting threes.
Wow, I didn't think, wow, that's why.
Baines was 7 of 16 from 3 that series. Think about that for a second.
Are you serious?
That's 43% from 3. In his career, Aaron Baines is a 32% three-point shooter.
Wow.
And he shot 43% from 3 in that series. And it was only, you know, 17 threes, but it was big threes that he hit.
Wow.
Each game. It wasn't like he had one big game either. It was every game.
Yeah.
I'm like, my God. Baines.
Baines. How about that? Baines. Are you kidding me?
That was young. That was a young team. Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Rozier.
Oh, Tatum was a killer too.
Yep.
He
averaged 23 a game.
Was terrible in that series. He was terrible, dude.
Robert Covington in that series averaged 6.8 points per game and five rebounds.
How horrible is that?
Yeah, it's not good.
How horrible is that?
He shot 25% from three, 26% from the field.
Dude, so they lose. You ready? So they start off the series. They lose. They got blown out of game one, remember?
Yes.
The game two, they lose by five.
In Boston.
So what was that game? 108-103 in Boston, right?
Yes.
And, dude, that's a game.
If I'm not mistaken, that was one of those games, because Redick was the leading scorer at 23, but that was one of those games where you couldn't take him off the court because he was really the only guy scoring toward the end, but his defense was absolutely killing you.
Because the game's tied. The Sixers are up as late as it's 95-93, with 4 minutes to go in a game, and Embiid from Redick, Sixers are up. And then Marcus Morris hits a three. And then Rozier, your point, he hits a three.
Yeah, he was a killer.
Covington misses a three in between. Wow.
Yeah, Rozier shot 41% from three that series.
They didn't score. They only scored. It was 96-95. You ready? 4:13 left in the game of game two.
Bad.
And they went up. And they didn't score. They went up. They scored a couple garbage baskets at the end.
Yeah, it was 13-7 runs from Boston.
Without scoring.
Yeah, it's bad.
That was game two. But we'll look back at game three coming up. I kind of want to do that real quick. Because that's a great playback. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Is how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Chunas. Still got an hour to hang before we go over to Mike Mastinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.